Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, episode 10 of Growing Up Powerful, Hakuna Matata.
Welcome to Growing Up Powerful with Rebel Girls. Justine here.
And I'm Asha.
And we're best friends trying to figure out this thing called life. For this mindfulness break, we're going to do something a little different.
Yeah, we're going to hear from rebels all over the world, and they're going to teach us how to greet people and say different things in their native languages.
I love this meditation. Even if I don't get all the words right, just making the sounds feels like a way to connect to other people.
And here's a fun fact. Learning new languages increases your brain's volume, density, and connectivity.
Is that true? Oh, I just think it feels good.
Right?
All you have to do is listen and repeat whatever you hear.
Ready to give it a try?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? My name is Eunice, and I'm calling from Bogotá, Colombia. Did you know there are more than 260 million people who speak Spanish as their first language?
Wow, I did not know that.
Rebels, feel free to try this on your own.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Thank you so much.
De nada.
Hi, ¿cómo ka? My name is Reina and I live in Luzon, which is part of the Philippines.
Ooh, I've always wanted to go to the Philippines.
It's a pretty amazing place. There are so many beaches and volcanoes and mountains.
It's like a string of islands, right?
Exactly. We have more than 1,700 islands in the Philippines. And so we don't all speak exactly the same language because we live in different areas and have different dialects and slang. But we all understand each other and appreciate each other. Makakasama tayo! That means we're in this together.
Ooh, I love that! Can you say the phrase one more time?
Magkakasama tayo.
Rebels, feel free to repeat it too.
Magkakasama tayo.
Thank you.
Walang problema. That means no problem.
Hey, Rebels. Do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Namaste. Aap kaise hain? My name is Elina and I live in Jaipur, India. Here is my fun fact. Many words you use in the United States actually come from India, like avatar, pajamas, shampoo, and yoga.
No way!
Now I want to shampoo my pajamas and speak Hindi.
Yes, please do.
Can you repeat it one more time, please?
Namaste, aap kaise hai? That translates to, hello, how are you?
So cool!
Jaldi hi aap se baat. That means, talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Habari, hujambo. My name is Anna and habari means what's news or hello and hujambo means how are you? Swahili is spoken in Kenya, Tanzania and Mozambique. You probably know some Swahili already.
Really? I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of Hakuna Matata?
What a wonderful phrase!
It really does mean no worries.
That's so cool.
Ugh, this song is stuck in my mind now.
Hakuna Matata!
Bonjour, comment oui? My name is Estella, and my family is from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Haiti actually has two official languages, French and Haitian Creole. They can sound pretty similar, but they have different alphabets.
Really?
Oui. Repeat after me, rebels. Bonjour, comment allez? Bonjour, comment allez?
It sounds like a song to me.
Yes. It's also full of homophones, which means lots of words look different on the page, but sound alike when you say them out loud. We have great tongue twisters like Petit pied parti pour Paris pour pêcher poisson pour président Pétion. In English, it translates to Little Peter went to Paris to fish for President Pétion.
I need to learn that now.
Creole is full of fun sounds. Au revoir.
Bye. Thank you.
That was really cool.
I know, right? I love sounding out different languages.
It just makes me feel more connected to the world.
That was definitely more fun than the Spanish quiz I took last week.
Mm-hmm.
Rebels, I hope you enjoyed this too. Every time you learn new ways to communicate, you're connecting and putting positive energy out into the world.
Totally. This world needs more of that.
And more rebels.
Like you.
And like you.
And like you.
No, you.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Imani Parks as Justine, and Margaret Yin Drake as Asha. Our special guests were Dominique Franceschi, Rin Araneta, Cheryl Kaniker, Hillary Hawkins, and Christelle Wash. It was produced and directed by Joy Smith with Deborah Goldstein and Haley Dabkiss. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. And sensitivity read by Skylar Swenson. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel! If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.